Is there anything to hide? Is there anything to hide? Is there anything? Is there anything? Is there anything to hide for me? Is there anything to hide? Is there anything to hide? Is there anything? Is there anything? Is there anything to hide from me?
God gives Abraham a prophecy that's bigger than his wife's imagination.
Is there anything to hide?
Sarah laughs because to her, it's impossible.
Is there anything? Is there anything? Is there anything to hide for me?
So God says, okay, Abraham, let me ask you a rhetorical question.
Is there anything to hide?
I mean, I know that you already know the answer, but I'll still ask you.
Is there anything?
Because apparently Sarah has forgotten what I've done in the past. So,
is there anything?
Is there?
Is there anything?
Is there
anything to hide for me?
Now here comes Moses afterwards with 600,000 Israelites that he has to lead, and God asks him,
is there anything to hide?
God says, Moses, I'll feed them meat for a month. And Moses says, what?
Is there anything to hide?
God says, am I handicapped? Is my hand too short that I can't see?
Is there anything? Is there anything?
Uh-oh.
Is there anything too hard for me?
Cause my ears are not dull that I can't hear. I will do exactly what I said that I would do, says God.
Is there anything too hard?
Now here we are and we found ourselves in the same predicament.
Is there anything too hard?
We're pressed on every side but not crushed, because God says,
is there anything?
Is there
anything?
Is there?
Is there anything too hard for me?
Stay in the fire a little longer. Let me make this beautiful. God says,
is there anything too hard?
Oh, is there anything?
Is there anything too hard?
And let me show you that I'm exactly who I said I am.
Is there anything?
Is
there anything? God says, is there anything?
Oh,
is there anything?
Uh-oh.
Is there anything to hide for me?
And every time God speaks from heaven, there needs to be an agreement in the earth. So how about we do like King Jehoshaphat did and magnify the Lord in the presence of our enemies? Come on, lift your voices and sing that
there is a anything to hide.
That's right, lift your hands wherever you are, point to the heavens and sing. Shadow of a doubt that you are able.
Nothing, nothing,
not even sickness.
Nothing, nothing,
not even disease.
Nothing, nothing.
Sing, oh,
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 oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
generational curse.
Nothing, nothing.
He can break them.
Nothing, nothing.
If you have a prayer,
nothing, nothing.
Sing, oh. Nothing is impossible.
Nothing, nothing.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
come on, sing it with me. Sing,
nothing. Nothing, nothing.
Jesus, we believe.
Nothing, nothing.
You make all things new.
Nothing, nothing.
Oh. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything to hide? Is there anything, is there anything, is there anything to hide for me? Is there anything to hide? Is there anything to hide? Is there anything, is there anything, is there anything to hide from me?
Is there anything to hide?
God gives Abraham a prophecy that's bigger than his wife's imagination.
Is there anything to hide?
Sarah laughs because to her, it's impossible.
Is there anything, is there anything, is there anything?
So God says, okay, Abraham, let me ask you a rhetorical question.
Is there anything to hide?
I mean, I know that you already know the answer, but I'll still ask you.
Is there anything to hide?
Because apparently Sarah has forgotten what I've done in the past. So
is there anything?
Is there?
Is there anything?
Is there?
Is there anything to hide for me?
Now here comes Moses afterwards with 600,000 Israelites that he has to lead, and God asks him, God says, Moses, I'll feed them meat for a month. And Moses says, what?
Is there anything to hide?
God says, am I handicapped? Is my hand too short that I can't see?
Is there anything?
Is
there anything?
Uh-oh.
Is there anything to hide for me?
Cause my ears are not dull that I can't hear. I will do exactly what I said that I would do, says God.
Is there anything to hide?
Now here we are, and we found ourselves in the same predicament. Pressed on every side, but not crushed, because God says,
is there anything?
Is there?
Is there anything?
Is there?
Is there anything to hide for me?
Stay in the fire a little longer. Let me make this beautiful. God says,
is there anything to hide?
Oh, is there anything?
Is there anything to hide?
Let me show you that I'm exactly who I said I am.
God speaks from heaven, there needs to be an agreement in the earth. So how about we do like King Jehoshaphat did and magnify the Lord in the presence of our enemies? Come on, lift your voices and sing that.
There isn't
anything to hide.
That's right, lift your hands wherever you are. Point to the heavens and say,
there isn't anything to hide.
Father, we declare beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are able.
Nothing to hide.
Might be impossible with
nothing, nothing.
Not even sickness.
Nothing, nothing.
Not even disease.
Nothing, nothing.
Sing, oh,
oh.
Generational curse.
Nothing, nothing.
He can break them.
Nothing, nothing.
If you are oppressed.
Nothing, nothing.
Sing, oh. Nothing is impossible.
Nothing, nothing.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh.
Come on, sing it with me. Sing nothing.
Nothing, nothing.
Jesus, we believe.
Nothing, nothing.
You make all things new.
Nothing, nothing.
Hallelujah! Come on! Amen. Hey, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. Hey, who is the King of Glory?
Come on.
Yahweh strong and mighty. Yahweh mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Honor shall come in. Who is the King of Honor? Yahweh Shabbat. He is the King of Honor. Hallelujah!
Come on,
let's go. I'm telling you right now. Shout out Sister Ashley Bell for that song. It was right, literally, man. Literally. I was literally, this been a week. Many of the brothers don't know, you know. I share everything around. This been a week. But you know, I was literally driving in a car and I was by myself. This is one of the rare weeks where we got to split while we going to work. And all that just came to my mind was, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But Yah shall deliver them from all.
Come on, man. Come on.
I found my encouragement in that. I found my strength in that. I found everything I needed was right there. Was right there. You see what I'm saying? Who? That's why I said when we heard that song today. She turned around and quoted the same, he turned around and quoted the same thing. I know everybody out there, man, yeah, man, many are the afflictions of the right. Are you righteous? That's what you gotta ask yourself. Because the afflictions you going through, majority of the time, they self-inflicted. Because you wanted to disobey and not do what y'all told you to
come
do.
On, bro. Straight up.
Straight like that. But when you serving y'all, you keeping his commandments, you love the king. You doing everything you know, and then he constantly revealing the wickedness in you when you ask him. How many of you dare to ask him?
Come on, man.
When you dare to ask him, and then he show you, and then you cry out to him, you repent, and you try to turn from your wicked ways and walk in the newness of life in that area.
That's it,
man. And then when you find yourself doing the upright, doing things that are right, all of a sudden, here come affliction. But you see, this is the King of Israel speaking when he said, many are the affliction of the righteous. You see what I'm saying? I read this song, what was it? Psalm 7, we talked about the other day. David said, for I am poor. David made that statement. Let me go to it. What was that? Psalm 70. I've been in these songs, bro. I've been in them, bro. This is Psalm 70, verse 5. He said, but I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O Yahweh. Thou art my help, my deliverer, O Yahweh. Make no tarrying. This is the King of Israel say he poor. But you see, they don't understand because who is the poor? It's them that have the good news, the gospel preached unto them. So every now and then you need to hear. Hey, Shabbat Shalom to all the righteous of Israel. Bless you, my shepherd. I saw Teacher Shane, Brother McNabb, bless you. Brother Marco, bless you, my brother. Brother Vincent, bless all of y'all. I'm excited. You know, and Satan tried to stir me right before we got on. He tried to stir me. Nah, he ain't gonna get me though. We're gonna stay on course. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna stay on course. Because I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. David said, for I am poor. That's what he said. I'm sitting there like, hold on. Why? Because he needed to hear the good news at that point too.
Come on, bro.
He needed to be lifted up. He needed to be ministered to. He needed to be strengthened. Oh, okay. They must have forgot. When the Holy Spirit led Yeshua into the wilderness, after he done rebuked Satan over and over and over, what did it say? Yahweh sent his angels and they did what? They ministered unto him. Didn't it say it?
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
So keep walking around here like you tough as hell and you don't need nothing. I bet I do. I bet I need to hear the good news preached. I bet I need to hear that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I bet I need to hear about the King of Glory. I bet when I go through a week and his holy Shabbat come around, that I can turn around and I can say, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
That your Shabbat came. And guess what? I can sit down with the brethren and we can rest and we can have a holy convocation under Yahweh. And I can hear the man of Yahweh preach. And I can sit back and I can chew on it. And say, that's what I need to hear. This is what strengthened me. This is what's going to take me through another week. It's going to encourage me every single day. This is what I needed. That's why I keep walking around with you. You tough. You got it. Now, look here. I need Yah.
Praise Yah. Come on.
I need Yah.
Come on.
All of the more. Hallelujah. I'm hype.
Come on.
Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, man, Shep was in that vein tonight. Shep was in that vein tonight. We're going to talk about it briefly, too, because we got a lot we got to cover, man. When you consider, man, I think about this thing and I say, dang, bro. You know, we don't understand. That's why we always got to look to the ones that's ahead of us. First of all, we got to look to Yah. Then we got to look to the ones that's been walking with y'all a lot longer than us. But so, you see, some of these people out here too prideful. You know, I know this generation, we got it all figured out. We don't need nobody, you know. Men don't need nobody to follow them, you know. Women, you don't need no man. I know. But now, I don't carry the attitude. I'm going to follow y'all. I'm going to follow what's written in his word. And he always put a man, he always in every generation put a righteous man there. That for the few who's really listening, or let me say it this way, for the few that y'all took that fat out your ear, yeah. You know, when your ear just waxed fat and your heart was just turned cold as hell, he took that fat and cleared out your ear that you could hear something. You ever came out of pool, bro? And you walk around, you ever came out of pool, bro? And you come out of pool, you think you hear fine. You think you heard fine. Everybody talking to you, yeah. But all of a sudden, you walking, you driving, you done got back to the house, and all of a sudden you hear that little release. And it could be at any time you don't think, and that little water come out your ear.
Straight up.
And you say, oh, wait a minute, woo, I can hear better. I can hear more clearer. I can go outside and hear the birds chirp. I can go outside and I can hear it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what Yah did for me. He opened up them ears and was like, oh, wait a minute. I thought I was hearing, but I didn't hear this. I heard, now I'm hearing something.
Come on.
I'm hearing something that's edifying. I'm hearing something that's bringing me life.
Yeah.
It's bringing me life more abundantly. I'm hearing something. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
This is what I'm talking about. How many of y'all did Yah do that for? How many of y'all did when all the afflictions that went on in your life, that you was able to hear? You see, because he opened your understanding up, that you may understand the scriptures. But you see, we live in a generation where folk, they take that for granted. We live in a generation where folk turn around and they tell you, nah, I ain't got to hear that. But they say they heard. Ain't it crazy How this generation, man, how these folk that we done been around could just change so quick. Could just change so quick. It's no loyalty, no morals. Even when I was a heathen, bro, I didn't operate like that. How much more in the faith? How much more you being in the covenant of Yah? Or at least you say you are. And then, see, that's why I'm going to keep harping on that. It came out your mouth. All these Bambas out here just talking crazy. All of a sudden, you separating yourself from the people of Yah. All of a sudden. And I ain't just saying the people of Yah, it came out your mouth. But you see, this is the generation. It's just like Shep said tonight. It's just real, man. Let's think about it. They never been under no authority, bro. They never been under nobody that got to whoop them. Because here's the truth. Let's just take this thing all the way back. You may have learned and say you got it. But when did you really understand when your parents was trying to harp on something? It's when they got that love and they whooped your ass. And then when you heard it, you was like, look, I ain't doing that no more. My son asked me a vital question. He came to me early. He said, Dad, after he heard Shep, he said, a lot of times I find myself saying, you know, I don't want to go to the pit. So I got to obey. And I say, yeah, you're right. But see, it's an even thing because what? Y'all hates a false balance. That's it. Shep talked about it tonight. Yeah. It can't always be that. It can't always be, oh, I don't want to burn. I don't want this. I don't want that. Yeah, keep a healthy fear of that. Come on, bro. But at the same token, why do you love Yah? I tell you why I love Yah, because he first loved me.
That's it.
That's why I love the king.
That's it. Come on.
That's why I love him. I know how damn wretched I was. I ain't got to walk around singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I know I was wicked and just terrible as hell. But at the same token, I remember, oh my goodness, Yahweh, who? You didn't have to save me, but you did.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Come on, bro.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You called me from the beginning to hear this? But folk out here taking this for granted. You're around the people of Yah, you taking it for granted. You want to know why? Because that's how I know you ain't praying. You ain't praying for no enduring substance. You ain't praying about it. You know what? You ain't praying about it. Whoo, man. You hear what I'm saying, Lee? All these people just walking away. Hey, let them walk, bro. I'm rejoicing in it. How about that? I'm rejoicing in it. And here's why I'm rejoicing in it. Because I know all of the more when I see you falling off for nothing because you can't take correction, I know and I thank Yah that he got another sucker away from me. Straight like that. And trust and believe, I'm not just talking boastful because I got a healthy fear of Yah too. Because I'm never too sure of myself lest I fall. That's why I'm always asking the Father, please have mercy on me. Show me that I may cry out to you and get it right before you. Because I know I sinned against a most holy Elohim. But you're the only one that can clean me. You're the only one that can get me right. I need you. You see what I'm saying? I ain't walking around here too sure of myself. I done got corrected many times. Ain't it amazing? When you walking in it, see, a lot of folk don't understand this, bro. You ever been corrected by your child? Ask that question. And I ain't talking about they walk around and say, Daddy, you said, no, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying in them situations where you might have said something, they could be riding with you, or you could be walking around, and they'll tell you something in the word. And it'll convict you like, right here in that moment. I think I convicted by my child. I'll be sitting like, damn, man, why this always happening? I got to do this. I just did this, man. You know, let me do it again. Let me do it. And it's like, Daddy, we going to do it. I'm not going to murmur or complain, Daddy. And all of a sudden, it hits you across your neck like, whew, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for out of the mouth of babes. Thank you, Father, that this young boy is walking next to me and his faith is so sure and I know you hear him.
Come on.
Because they make it simple. But you see, these folk that's walking away, these folk, they're too high-minded. That's all it is. They're just too high-minded, bro. I'm sitting in here with a brother tonight. Y'all see him over here. Where I got to put? Over here. This way. There you go. Yeah. Right here. That's Brother Boone. Brother Brian Boone. All the way from North Carolina. Drove 13 hours up here. Overnight. I knew him from years ago. Never met him till today. Heard the truth in the Christian church. He was in the Christian church all these years on the prayer line. We used to be on the prayer line 4:30 in the morning for years. You see what I'm saying? This brother was on the waiting list for Passover. Couldn't get cleared because it was over 900 saints there. How many hours you drive away?
Three and a half, four hours.
Pitch a tent. Just so he can take the pass home and just have a clear mind. You see what I'm saying? Watch it. On a device. See, that's why I know. I don't got time. Because these are the type things that encourage me. These are the type stories and testimonies that encourage me. These are the type things when I hear it, I say, Yahweh is so good. Brother Marco, many of y'all met Brother Marco at the feast. If you don't know who Brother Marco is, he's one of the tallest people walking around besides Michael Israel. You see what I'm saying? And if you don't know, go look at Brother Marco's testimony. Hey, guess what, y'all? Guess what? We're going to talk about this for a minute. Let's ask if y'all could hear this and be the ones. I'm going to just break down Marco's testimony real quick, okay? Marco was once, Shep says, see, that's the remnant. Simple. You see? Marco, tall as big as a man as he is, grew up in a foster home. Guess what? His foster home was one of the homes Marco spent time in. And if anybody know, Shep say, Brother Boone, just come to the feast. Next time, just come. You see this brother right here? They was both youngins at the time. It was other people living in the house, right? You hear that? Marco confided in him. He looked at him like an older brother. But if you ever heard Brother Marco's testimony, bro, Brother Marco was beyond abused. I'm talking about beyond abused. I talked to Marco for years. I talked to Marco for years, bro. We used to pray, and I would just hear this brother crying out. And I would sit around and I'd be like, bro. And we crying out. And then all of a sudden, I call Marco. I can't hear Marco for a week. I call him again. Don't hear Marco for 2 weeks. Where in the world Marco at? And then when I finally get in touch with him, what you doing, man? I'm just in the room, man. What you mean you in the room? Sitting in rooms, no lights on and mess like that. Marco, what's going on, man? I'm just. Why? Because he's frustrated going to the Christian church. No deliverance. Young boy. Being taken advantage of by grown-ups. That's all I'm going to say about that. Guess what, y'all? In the house he grew up in. He said it was the worst there. Now let me ask y'all a question. How many of y'all would have been able, years and years and years and years and years and years later, you see what I'm saying? Be able to testify of what Yah brought you from. You see what I'm saying? Overcomer. That's what did I tell y'all earlier? You weren't here. It was you and Dre. What did I tell you? I said, that dude Marco, I said, I love that dude. Yeah. What did I say, Rob?
You love him like very much.
I said, him? I love him. Because I asked the question, how many of y'all would have been able to do that? That is years and years later, as a young little boy, you being taken advantage of, and literally Here it is, year later. You able to go to the same man who house you grew up in and tell him about Yah. And tell him about Yah. See, this is what I'm saying. All you suckers that's walking away from this, I praise Yah. I thank Yah for you that he done got you away from me. Straight up. That he done got you away from the brother because y'all ain't nothing but stumbling blocks. Y'all ain't nothing but cancers. Y'all ain't nothing but speed bumps trying to slow down the daggone progress. That's what you are. I ain't got no time for you. I don't care how good you sound. I don't care how good you sound. I want to see your fruit. You see, Marco, that's fruit.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to Marco for years. When I first came in this, I was so angry, bro. Marco ain't want to hear from me. And all of a sudden, y'all start opening up his understanding to when me and Marco talking every single day. We talking. Marco came to Dry Bones in D.C. Sat with Elder Mitchell. And Shepherd and everybody was praying for everybody. Sat down and got delivered. Stood up. How tall was Marco? Six, seven. Stood up in front of everybody and said, this day, today, I was delivered.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, because here's the thing. Y'all was ordering his steps the entire time.
Come on, bro.
I didn't know back then that y'all would call me. I didn't know that. But I would pray for Marco. I told you today, I prayed for this man right here for 3 years. Every morning. Ask my wife next time you see him. I used to walk around the neighborhood and I would pray for this man 3 years. Straight. I didn't know why y'all kept putting him on my heart.
Hallelujah. Glad it did.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Literally.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Watch this. James 5:16. Read this.
Confess your faults one to another.
Come on.
And pray one for another that you may be healed.
Confess your fault. That don't mean walk around just, oh, yeah, I did. Because a lot of you, oh, he did this. For this. A lot of you just want a damn pity party.
That's it.
We ain't talking about that. We speaking real. You see what Sister Chris says? She say truth. She remember? Keep reading it.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous
Come
man.
Come on, the active prayers. The effectual and fervent prayer of what?
A righteous man.
Does what does it do?
Availeth much.
It availeth much. You see? You know how long I told you, me and Mark, we sit on the phone, we pray, bro. And pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. For years, 4:30 in the morning, I watched Yah deliver that dude,
praise
man.
God. Come on, man.
And this is how you know true deliverance came. After that, he turned around and walked in it. And not only that, he went back to this brother right here and told him about Yah. Even though this brother ain't had nothing to do with what the hell he was going on. He was a youngin' too. He had nothing to do with it. But how many of us can turn around and say, I'm going to go right back to that place and I'm going to tell him about Yah. And guess what? He turned around and he heard. That man had been on the phone with Elder Beck a couple times. He called me 2 days ago. Hey, man, I want to come see y'all. I said, when you want to come, Shabbat? Where you at? North Carolina. Hey, how North Carolina? I said, I want to come up there. Okay. How far I drive? 13. I ain't never drove over 4 hours before, but I got to get there. I said, okay. That's why we played that song. Is there anything too hard for y'all? Is there anything? That man turned around, drove here, he hit me up. Man, I'm 2 hours away. Been here. See what I'm saying? The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. How many prayers did Yah hear from us even before we knew? Hear what I'm saying? How many prayers did Yah hear from us even before we knew that he declared us righteous from the beginning? Look what Shep say. All that brother has to do is just show up. We got him. Oh, I already know. And he know that too, Chef. You see what I'm saying? Hungering and thirsting. Beautiful testimony, bro. Josh. Young brother, on fire for the King. You see? This is what I'm saying. That's why I ain't got no time for these folk. I hear with this foolishness. You walking around and you defaming, you talking, you slandering, you gossiping, and then you turn around and you partaking in Yah's holy feast. Ooh, boy, they are playing with literal fire. And that's how I know they don't believe. Shep brought it out tonight. What Lazarus and the rich man say? He said, please go tell him. He said, they got the law and the prophets. If they don't believe the law and the prophets, I know, you know, the same place where Christianity tell you not to read. You know, the same place Christianity tell you to avoid the law and the prophets. Oh, you Old Testament. Ain't it amazing in red letter in all your Bibles, Jesus made that statement. He said, they got the law and the prophets. If they don't believe it, how they going to believe somebody raised from the dead? Which means this, you can't believe the same one that told you he was going to be dead 3 days and three nights if you don't believe what's written in the law and the prophet. It came out his mouth. For you Christians, they want fluff. They want to feel good. And all you folk that walk around here talking about you Israel, that like Pastor Corey say, you don't want to do nothing but restore Christianity. Suckers. See, that's just how I feel, bro. Right now in this moment, that's just how I feel. Because you got some cowards, Joe. You got some flat-out cowards. You mean to tell me you can't honor a man and just look in his face? How hard is that? And he didn't even ask you to look in the face. He said, call my phone. That's even easier. Pick up the phone and press contacts. You know, back in the day, you used to have to remember your phone number. 301-577-2239. 202-537-4023. I knew to call my mother at work. I knew to call the house phone. Nowadays, you ain't got to press that. Press contact name. And you mean to tell me you couldn't pick the phone up? But you know what? You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say just like Messiah say, aren't you a teacher in Israel and you don't know these things? And you don't know these things. Yeah. Which goes to show you the same things that's going on then is the same things going on now. There's nothing new under the sun. You still got jokers flat out who ain't got no daggone integrity. And see, I'm being very careful in what I'm saying. I'm being extremely careful because like I said before, I'm not too sure of myself lest I fall. I don't ever want to walk around here chest high, too high and mighty that I can't hear. That's why I stay in his face. That's why I stay in his word. But this bullshit has got to stop. And it ain't going to stop till the King come back. That's just a flat out fact. It ain't going to stop till the King come back. But like Shep said, it's got to be some people in this generation that's going to speak this. Just like he said a couple weeks ago, it's got to be people in this generation that's going to cry aloud and spare none. We in the book, ain't we? He said, spare none. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. You say you Israel, right? And tell the house of Israel about their transgression, their sin. Somebody got to speak it, man. This is foolishness. And I'm hoping somebody to hear tonight, whether you are behind that screen or whether you're sitting right here in this room, brothers, whether you be on the fence about some damn Teacher Eric shit, get your mind right. I'm telling you, get your mind right around me, Joe. Straight up. Because all y'all that live here and all y'all that's around here know good and well. Yahweh, it will expose you in that mess. Because guess what? I sit around praying for it. Me and Rob done pray for it collectively. Me and Rob done pray for it single and come together like, hey, man, I was praying this morning, Dag, bro. I was praying the same thing. You know what that prayer is? Yahweh, expose them. that surround us that's going to try to hinder the work because they're too damn weak-minded. Because they too daggone, they heart too damn weak because they don't want to rely on the king.
Come on, man.
And give everything up. Straight like that. And that's just how I feel. And just as how I'm looking at y'all, I look at myself in the mirror like this. Every day, I pray for an enduring substance. Because I can't do it without them, bro. So get your mind right. And let's stand firm and be an example in this generation of what it is to be young warriors, of what it is to be young men who serve y'all with nothing, no other agenda, bro. Straight up. I'm sick of this shit. You know, pour everything you can into people to see them walk away for nothing. Man, let's go. Let when we pray that y'all hear us, man. Because all of us say we love y'all. You want to know how you really love them? Oh, time is going to tell. Because guess what? Y'all see a full table of them youngins over there, right? Y'all see a full table of them youngins over there. Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. I got 3 of them over there. Straight up. I got 3 of them. You got one at the crib too.
Yes, sir.
I do too. Y'all got something that's gonna come. You got them. Because I'm telling you right now, as we ramp up in y'all, Satan gonna ramp up too. And understand something, it's always the obvious. It's never something that's so tricky and so complicated that it's just going, ooh, and it's like an algebra problem that's going to take you out of something that's usually right in front of your damn face. And that's why y'all made it simple for you to keep the commandments. Yeah, I'm talking to brothers, but I'm talking to you too. Straight like that. I ain't got nothing left, and I don't want nothing. This is all I want, Israel. Bottom line. I love the king, and I want to be submitted to him in every way for the rest of my days. Y'all remember how Shepard said last week when he did this? The breath of life. Let's stop taking it for granted, Joe. Straight like that. I want to be like David, that when I pray to the king, that he hears me. That when I pray for my family, that he hears me. And see, that's why I talk to them. That's why I talk to y'all. Because at the end of the day, it's y'all's job after that. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Then when he get old, he won't depart from it. I hang on to that. That's why y'all being trained up in the way that you should go. So when you get old, you don't depart from it. But you're going to have to make that choice not to depart from it. But that's why I pray, because I want my prayers to be like how David's prayers was. That when I pray for something, that y'all hears me when it concerning y'all. Because guess what? I know he hears me now. Because how many times have we cried out to the Father and he answers? I remember we used to be in the Christian church. They would say, he's an on time God. Yes, he is. Remember that? May not come when you want it, but it'll be there right on time. Guess what? Yeah, that's true. But guess what? There's been times I prayed when I wanted it, and he delivered right there too. But what you want, it got to be on his, it got to be about his will. Because how many times we done prayed for people in here?
Come on.
I wanted it right there in that moment, and he answered. I wanted to see my brother and sister delivered right there in that moment, and he answered. But you guess what? It ain't going to happen if you ain't around the saints. How the hell you going to know what they going through?
That's it.
Once a week? You know, behind the TV screen? It's a lack of love in Israel. And it's a bunch of rats too. You unclean beast that's listening to all shepherds' messages, listening to all the messages that's coming forth out this ministry. And then you turn around and you go give it to people who departed from amongst us. You a sucker. Straight like that. That's just how I feel. It's a few of y'all. And I say it to your damn face too. But I know you too coward to say I'm the one to send the message. Consider the evil. You pay money for patron to turn around and gossip with. You are a fool. To go give it to people who departed from amongst us. Nah, Joe. But we say we want to see people delivered. The gifts work by love. We say we want to see people delivered and set free. Yeah, you say it. You say it. Are you still praying for people that you prayed for during the feast? Or was it all a show?
Come on, man.
Then when you was at the feast, you, oh, yeah, be with them, heal them.
Come on.
For a show. Or are you still taking your time to pray for them? When they come to your mind, do you pray for them?
That's it right there. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Watch this. Go to Psalms. I told y'all, y'all got to hear us when we pray. And I told y'all, look to your right. How many times have we heard in this ministry, it ain't for us. It's for the ones coming behind us. Okay. The effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. But you got to be righteous. You got to be righteous. Okay, watch this. Uh-huh. Watch this. Go to Psalm 72. Oh, we're going to read the whole thing here. Psalm 72. Watch this. This right here is a prayer that David prayed for Solomon. Okay? I know many times people, they love to talk about how wise Solomon was. He was wealthiest man ever walked this thing. And then when they talk about King David, they want to talk about adultery and Bathsheba. And rarely do you hear him talk about how David was a man after Yah's own heart. Ain't it amazing? Thereby proving what the word said. Thereby proving what the word says, because you still sit around and talk about the righteous and uplift them who walk in sin. This is a prayer that David prayed for Solomon. Okay. Watch this. Read verse 20 first.
The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
The effectual and fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. Say it again.
The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
It's the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, and they ended. Now go to verse 1 and read.
Give the king thy judgments,
come on,
O Elohim, and thy righteousness unto the king's son.
Okay. He said, give the king thy judgment. David is king at that point. And then he says what?
O Elohim, and thy righteousness unto the king's son.
Who is he speaking about?
His own son.
He's speaking about his own son. He's speaking about Solomon. He knew who was coming after him. Go ahead.
He shall judge thy people with righteousness,
mm-hmm,
and thy poor with judgment.
He's going to judge the people with the law of Yah, Christian. Not according to their feelings and emotions. He's going to judge what the word says. But again, even David had men around him when he was too blind to himself to tell him what the righteousness of Yah was and is. Nathan was one of them, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
But you ain't got to be around Israel. You do it all by yourself. You're wise, high and mighty. You good. You at ease in Zion. Woe unto you. Go ahead.
The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness.
Come on.
He shall judge the poor of the people, He shall save the children of the needy,
mm-hmm.
and shall break in pieces the oppressor.
Read verse 3 again.
The mountains shall bring peace to the people.
Come on.
And the little hills by righteousness.
I lift my eyes to the hills, whence cometh my strength. My strength cometh from Yah, the creators of the heaven and earth. Look what he just said. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by what? Righteousness. Keep going.
He shall judge the poor of the people.
That's the first thing he's going to do. Go ahead.
He shall save the children of the needy.
That's the second thing he's going to do.
And shall break in pieces the oppressor.
And he's going to break. You got the same characteristics of Yah.
Come on.
You got the same characteristics of Yah. See? He going to break in pieces the oppressor. Keep going.
They shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure.
Come on.
Throughout all generations.
They're going to fear Yah. They're going to reverence Yah. As long as what?
The sun and the moon endure.
That's to the end. So if you know you righteous, or you know people, that when they say, oh, they righteous, yeah. Just go outside every morning and every night. As long as you see that sun rise up, as long as you see that sun, I mean that moon come in the evening, know that the righteous is going to keep worshiping as long as you see that. Yep. As long as you see that. Keep going.
Throughout all generations,
mm-hmm.
he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass.
Come on.
As showers that water the earth.
So you can't let this stuff pass. He going to come down like rain where?
Upon the mowed grass. As showers that water the earth.
How many days ago we just cut this grass? 3 days ago, there's a lot of grass to cut. Guess what? Guess what's going to happen next week? We have to cut it again. Because as soon as we cut the grass, the rains came down. So what did he say? He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, which means, guess what? He going to give you nourishment. He gonna keep, you going to grow quick.
Come on.
You're going to keep growing.
Come on.
You see? And he added, unto the assembly daily as such as shall be saved. That's how you know you're growing. When y'all keep sending his people.
That's it, man.
How many times y'all have sat here and watched lines, then after lines, then after lines, then after lines, then you just keep seeing people. You think it's because of we sitting here? Nah, it's because of him.
That's it.
It's all because of him.
Hallelujah.
Ain't got nothing to Hallelujah. Do with us.
Praise
Hallelujah.
It's him. And you know what it is? It's because he say, them brothers over there, it's faith there. When I see straightway the hook, it's faith there. Kentucky, Georgia, all these places, bro, Chris Paul and brother Rashawn, all them brothers there. I see faith there. So guess what I can do? I can trust them. Because my word, I can trust my word with them. Send somebody else there. You see? Keep going.
In his days shall the righteous flourish.
Come on.
An abundance of peace so long as the moon endures.
Remember, he talking about Solomon. Did this not happen in his days? All right, keep going.
He shall have dominion also from sea to sea,
mm-hmm.
and from the river unto the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him.
Come on.
And his enemies shall lick the dust.
Yeah.
The kings of Tarshish and of the Isles.
The kings of Tarshish and the Isles. That's all the nations. Go ahead.
Shall bring presents.
Come on.
The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts.
Read 1 Kings chapter 10. Read verse 22 through 25. Let's see if David's prayers came to pass. Watch this.
For the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish.
Come on.
With the navy of Haran.
A navy of who?
Haran.
We just read Tarshish, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish.
Come on.
Bringing gold and silver and wrought stones and hewn stones.
Come on.
So King Solomon exceeded all yep. the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom.
Come on.
And all the earth sought Solomon to hear his wisdom, which Elohim had put in his heart.
All the earth sought Solomon to hear the wisdom, which Elohim had put in his heart. Didn't David pray for this?
Yes, sir.
It's amazing. Y'all heard David, didn't he? See, this is why we got to test that boast. And I'm not saying it because, again, you got to make the choice. Youngins, you got to make the choice to continue to walk this thing out. Didn't I tell y'all today? Didn't I sit in here and tell y'all today? You got to make that choice. Because I'm going to tell you right now, while it look cool, it's easy to start. But I tell you what, when it come after halftime, after you got a little break, and that third quarter come, and you tired, and then all of a sudden, here come the enemy, and then you were sitting in 2 minutes. I'll explain to you what 2 minutes is. Rob, know what the hell I'm talking about. And you gotta go back to the basics in 2 minutes. You gotta put your hand in the dirt, and you gotta foul off the ball. Make it real simple. What I'm talking about, Brandon? You gotta put your hand in the dirt, and you got to fire off the ball. Got to go back to the simplicity of Messiah. Keep the commandments and live. Y'all hear me? Keep reading, Brother Sammy.
In Kings, you go back to the
song. No, keep reading in the Kings.
And they brought every man his present,
mm-hmm.
vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments and armor and spices. Horses and mules, a rate, year by year.
Year by year. Now watch this. Didn't David pray for this? I'm going to go back to Psalms. Look what he said. In verse 9. In verse 10, he said, the kings of Tarshish and the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. Didn't we just read this?
Yes, sir.
We just read that's what they was doing, right? Okay, keep reading the Psalms. Verse 12.
For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth.
Come on.
The poor also, and him that hath no help.
Uh-huh. One of the first things he did. One of the first things he did. You remember the two harlots that came to Solomon? That's my child. No, that's my child. Okay, how about this? Give me the sword. Let me cut the baby in half. And I'm going to give half to you and half to the other one. No, please. Just give it to her. Yeah, do that. Oh, you know what? That's the mother right there. Look what it just said. For he shall deliver the needy when they cry. The poor also and him that hath no helper. Did the harlots have helpers? Go ahead, keep reading. Verse 13.
He shall spare the poor and needy.
Yeah.
And shall save the souls of the needy.
You see what I'm saying? Go ahead.
He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence.
Mm-hmm.
And precious shall their blood be in his sight.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Precious shall their blood be in his sight. So at the end of the day, just think about it. Why you got to get off course from what Messiah talking about? He make it simple. He came to set the captives free.
Come on, bro.
To let the blind see, the deaf hear. Or did he come talking about whether giants are real or not? Did he come talking about whether you should flop around in deliverance or not?
Animals got souls.
Did he come talking about whether animals got souls or not? You think I give a damn if a dog make it to the kingdom? I got to get to the kingdom.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
You see the simplicity in Messiah?
Come on, man. Straight up. Come on. Come on.
You see what I'm saying?
Come on, bro.
And I'm not saying, oh, it's of no importance. I'm not saying it because it's in the book. But until then, just remember how you heard. Because guess what? I didn't hear the king wondering if my goldfish was which gate of the 12 tribes of Israel my goldfish was going to swim through. I didn't hear the king like that. You see what I'm saying? Not for real, man. How stupid is this mess? But see, that's what happens when you get too damn high-minded. How about we talk about the king and what he done for you? How about we talk about Jesus literally? How about we talk about the Messiah crucified and raised 3 days and 3 nights later? Let's talk about the promise of the king when he sent his Holy Ghost to sit there and just like we read when he say that his Holy Ghost descended and remained. Let's talk about what the prophet said. When his Holy Spirit come inside you and you feel that shock.
Come on.
And every now, like I feel right now, you can feel it at the bottom of your belly. Let's talk about that.
Come on. Come on, man.
Tired of this mess.
Come on. Keep going. Come on.
Keep reading the Psalms.
And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba.
Come on.
Prayer also shall be made for him continually and daily. Shall he be praised?
Come on.
There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth.
Okay, now watch this. What Solomon named praise, they came from every damn well. They came from everywhere. Talking about Solomon, the Queen of Sheba. We just read it, didn't we? David prayed this. How do I know? Verse 20, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. That's how I know. You see what I'm saying? What you read, verse 16?
Yes, sir.
Read 1 Kings, chapter 3. No, matter of fact, read verse 17 in Psalm 71, then go back to 1 Kings.
His name shall endure forever.
Come on.
His name shall be continued as long as the sun.
Come on.
And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
Okay, now watch this. He said his name shall be remembered as long as the sun. Again, you got that choice. Because guess what? If Solomon would have stayed righteous, guess what? It still would remember. And guess what? We still talk about Solomon's wisdom. We still do. I get much edification from the proverb, from the wisdom of Solomon. I get much edification. When you read even Ecclesiastes, Sirach. Oh, I don't know who wrote Ecclesiastes. So guess what? It reads just like the Proverbs. I get much edification. But we do know in Solomon's life, all you got to do is read 1 Kings 11. And Solomon loved many women of the other nations. Yeah, I told him to stay away from them twice to all y'all who I told about my study earlier. He told him to stay away from him twice. See? You see what I'm saying? So he made his choice. And all we got to do is, if you think I'm playing, find out where you can find he repented. Even in all that wisdom. Find out where you can find out where King Solomon repented. See, it's a scary thing. That's why we ain't got no time for no foolishness. Read 1 Kings chapter 3, 10 through 14. Go ahead.
And the speech pleased Yahweh that Solomon had asked this thing. And Elohim said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing,
come on,
and hast not asked for thyself long life,
come on,
neither hast asked for riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment.
Come on.
Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee.
Come on.
And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days.
Yeah.
And
if, y'all hear that? If, go ahead.
If thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days.
Okay. Don't this prayer sound a lot like we were talking about the other week? What did Solomon turn around and do? He prayed for wisdom so he can rule the people right. Or was he praying for what he wanted? And he need this, and he need this, and he need this, and I want this, and I need this. He prayed for what the people of Israel needed at that time. That's what he prayed for. You see what I'm saying? You see, and we got to read these accounts and understand that's what we got to do. Because y'all heard him. Y'all said, man, you know, that's humility. You know, the king, he raised that boy. They're right. We heard the clip on Sister to Sister last night where he said, even if they don't follow the king, I raise them, they can go in this world. That's what Shep talked about. You see what I'm saying? Oh, that's too harsh. Oh, that's too this. If we could turn this camera right now, I'll show you a table full of young boys who got heart, more wisdom, and more understanding than some of you grown men. They can sit there and just like Shep said tonight, and they can have a man rule over them and hear But some of you grown men with gray hair walking around here, and the minute you get rebuked, you can't take it. The minute you get rebuked, you do like a big old dog with your tail, and you fold it down between your legs, and you start running off. And then you, from the porch, you start barking. Ain't nobody tripping off you. We ain't nothing but mailmen, and you the dog that sit there and bark. I don't want to deal with the dog that when I open the gate, he ain't saying nothing. He's sitting there looking like this. I don't want to deal with that dog. That dog, we're going to have to bring out the pepper spray, tasers, guns, and everything. But the dog that's sitting there with his tail tucked going, that's some of you who walking around here calling themselves Israel. Straight like that. And I know, and again, these, you know the good thing about y'all? I know a lot of people, oh yeah, he talking tough. But guess what? All these brothers live around me, and they know my character. They know how I walk every day. They know how I speak every day. They know exactly when I wake up, what I do, when I go to bed. They know my conversation. All of these brothers know. Am I just talking tough to sound tough right now? No, or am I speaking because the Holy Spirit burning in me? Straight like that. Now tell me I'm a lie. See what I'm saying? All right, now watch this. Go back to the Psalms. Let's keep reading it. Verse 17. No, 18.
Blessed be Yahweh Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things.
Oh, so you heard that? Even the nations, we talked about it in Deuteronomy 4. Even the nations will say the same thing David said just now. The same thing David said just now, the nations will say it too if you walk upright, Israel. Read 1 Kings 10:9. Watch this. You heard what he said, verse 18. Blessed be Yahweh Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Who only doeth wondrous, that's what David said. Now let's hear what the Queen of Sheba said, go ahead.
Blessed be Yahweh, thy Elohim, which delighteth in thee.
Come on, keep reading.
To set thee on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever.
Come on.
Therefore made he thee king, to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king,
keep on.
She gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store, and precious stones. And there came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave.
This is the queen of Sheba that she gave. And what did she do? She said, blessed be the king. She started praising Yah for Solomon walk at the time. Even the nation's going to know who Yah is when you walk upright. Israel. That's what she did. And turn around and give him gifts. You see? May y'all be true and every man a lie.
Come on, hallelujah.
Because it's the same thing now. It's the same thing now. Going back to the Psalms. Verse 19, go ahead.
And blessed be his honorable name forever.
Come on.
And let the whole earth be filled with his honor.
I mean. Go ahead.
The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
There you go. You see? So all of it is just going to say this. If we walk with integrity, we love Yah, we keep his commandments, we do what we're supposed to do, and we don't walk in this prideful attitude like we can't follow the men of Yah. Who, guess what? That you can't escape. I don't care what you say. I don't care what study you want to put up. I don't care about none of that. It came out your mouth repeatedly that this is the man of Yah, this generation, and this is Yah's people. That's what came out your mouth. Now, who got as much integrity to do what the word said? And when you do have a problem, sit before the elders. When you do have a problem, or my bad, when you got an ought with your brother to go to him and him alone. And then after that, bring you a witness. And then after that, if you still can't get it right to go before the assembly, how many of you got that integrity to do that? Rather than just depart. How many of you got that integrity? Oh, well, they ain't ready for that. Yeah, it is. You can go right now on YouTube and still see a video of Shepherd and what's the dude named McGee? Where literally, guess what? The same one, he got more honor than both of y'all because at least he sat before the assembly and brought out his complaint. He still looked like a damn fool, but at the end of the day, at least he had as much integrity to do that. With some of y'all walking around just bona fide soft. You knew I was going with that. Charmin toilet paper soaked up with buttermilk. Soft. Straight like that. Israel, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And as we say every single week, it's good to be back. It's that law, baby. Finish show them what's up.
I'm finna show them what's up.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Gone out with that song, Sister Ashley played earlier.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Abraham a prophecy that's bigger than his wife's imagination.
Is there anything too hard?
Sarah laughs because to her, it's impossible.
Is there anything? Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me?
So God says, okay, Abraham, let me ask you a rhetorical question.
Is there anything too hard?
I mean, I know that you already know the answer, but I'll still ask you.
Is there anything too hard?
Because apparently Sarah has forgotten what I've done in the past. So,
is there anything?
Is there?
Is there anything?
Is there
anything too hard for me?
Now here comes Moses afterwards with 600,000 Israelites that he has to lead, and God asks him,
is there anything too hard?
God says, Moses, I'll feed them meat for a month. And Moses says, what?
Is there anything too hard?
God says, am I handicapped? Is my hand too short that I can't see?
Is there anything too hard for me?
Cause my ears are not dull that I can't hear. I will do exactly what I said that I would do, says God.
Is there anything too hard?
Now here we are and we found ourselves in the same predicament.
Is there anything too hard?
We're pressed on every side but not crushed, because God says,
is there anything?
Is there anything
too hard?
God speaks from heaven, there needs to be an agreement in the earth.
So how about we do like King Jehoshaphat did and magnify the Lord in the presence of our enemies? Come on, lift your voices and sing that.
There is a
That's right, lift your hands wherever you are. Point to the heavens and say, Father, we declare beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are able. Gives Abraham a prophecy that's bigger than his wife's imagination.
Is there anything to hide?
Sarah laughs because to her, it's impossible.
Is there anything? Is there anything? Is there anything to hide for me?
So God says, okay, Abraham, let me ask you a rhetorical question.
Is there anything to hide?
I mean, I know that you already know the answer, but I'll still ask you.
Is there anything?
Because apparently Sarah has forgotten what I've done in the past. So,
is there anything?
Is there?
Is there anything?
Is there?
Is there anything to hide from me?
Now here comes Moses afterwards with 600,000 Israelites that he has to lead, and God asks him.
Is there anything to hide?
God says, Moses, I'll feed them meat for a month, and Moses says, what?
Is there anything to hide?
God says, am I handicapped? Is my hand too short that I can't see?
Is there anything? Is there anything?
Uh-oh.
Is there anything too hard for me?
Cause my ears are not dull that I can't hear. I will do exactly what I said that I would do, says God.
Is there anything too hard?
Now here we are and we found ourselves in the same predicament.
Is there anything too hard?
We're pressed on every side but not crushed because God says,
is there anything?
Is there anything
too hard for me?
Stay in the fire a little longer.
yourself, God said.
Is there anything?
Oh.
Is there anything?
Uh-oh.
Is there anything
too hard for me?
And every time God speaks from heaven, there needs to be an agreement in the earth. So how about we do like King Jehoshaphat did and magnify the Lord in the presence of our enemies? Come on, lift your voices and sing that
there is a...
Isn't anything too hard?
That's right, lift your hands wherever you are. Point to the heavens and sing.
Isn't anything too hard?
Father, we declare beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are able.
Nothing, nothing.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Oh.